Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, November 19th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose. This is my co-host,
the Lollycat.
Oh my God, she didn't try to take a state in another language.
That's because I am doing my algebra homework and I cannot speak in Spanish and graph at the same time.
Why the heck not?
I'm just not that talented. I know, you're very disappointed to hear this.
Yes, I am very, 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 very disappointed. I'm extremely disappointed.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
for sure, I thought you could do everything.
I'll try not to let the secret out, okay? All right, I'm almost done this. You just carry on for about 2 minutes, and I'll be right with you.
That sounds good. Well,
no, that sounds horrible, but you'll do it anyway, won't you?
Oh, geez, I love you, too.
No, I'm just saying you have to, you know, completely wing it all by yourself. For a few minutes here while I try to be smarter than I really am.
All righty then. Well, you know, like I said, it is Friday, November 19th. I don't think we did a show last week. Wait. Hold on. Yes, we did.
I think we did do a show last week.
Yeah, see, all this taking time off stuff has just completely busted my head. Oh, hi, Miss Gatiman. She's jumped into the chat room. Always happy to say hello to her.
Hey, Miss G. How's things going?
And of course, you know, with the 1 minute delay, it'll of course take her 1 minute to realize we've asked her how is she doing.
My evil plan. I'm delaying. I'm stalling.
Oh, and hi, Miss Yum Yum. Oh, we've got two people in the chat room tonight.
Woo-hoo.
Oh,
well, why don't you tell me some pony stuff? You know, tell me some pony stuff from the week here. I mean, come on. I need 2 more minutes. Come on, bear with me.
Pony stuff. Other than the fact that my DVD player refused to take and tape the pony show this afternoon.
YouTube, baby. Oh, dang, there was a show this afternoon. I didn't see it. Wow. You know, I'm like constantly remembering during the show. Oh, yeah, there was a show. I had kids stuff going on. I couldn't help it. So did you get to watch it?
No, because I came home to my DVD player still processing the show after 5 hours.
That's one heck of a special.
Which means it didn't tape, so I have to actually pull a new DVD and probably start on a new DVD instead of completely finishing this one.
But am I to understand that they are not, they're still having new shows? There's no reruns yet?
No reruns.
I mean, I'm like in somewhat of a state of shock that this is like, what, the fourth or fifth week now and there hasn't been a rerun? I mean, every Friday we're getting a new show?
Every Friday we're getting a new show.
That's kind of freaking me out.
I know. I mean, I would have thought they would have already been in reruns.
That is so not what you're so used to doing. That's like old school, you know, actually giving you new episodes every week.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Any info on how long we can expect to maintain new episodes?
You know, that is a very good question. That give me one quick moment.
You're going to get an answer?
Well, you know, I do believe that. No, that's not the hub. That's amazing. When you type in the hub into your web browser, it doesn't bring you to the hub.
It doesn't?
No, it brings you to some other corporate conglomerate.
Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm aware of that. I did that once, and I was like, well, this is obviously not the quick way. So you have to put Hub, My Little Pony, Cartoon, and do all that stuff into Google to get the thing to come up right.
Yes, you do. Okay, no, not that way. Let me try the TV Guide. Because that's how I figured out that the show moved back in a half hour. And ever since it's moved back a half hour, it's been giving me trouble on Friday.
Didn't it pretty much move back a half hour on the very second week?
Fourth week.
I don't think it was the fourth week. What time is it showing now? 2 o'clock?
It was originally on at 2 o'clock. It's now on at 1:30. And these are, of course, Eastern times.
That's a lot of math. Have to figure out what time to watch a pony show. You know, I feel sorry for the kids. How are they supposed to keep their parents informed when the parents still can't keep track of it?
Exactly.
Well,
this is harder than what I thought. Okay, let me see. No, not 9 p.m. Let me try Friday the 20th. Oh, wait, I can give you 2 weeks' worth.
2 weeks' worth? What do you mean? You can only do 2 weeks out for the schedule? It doesn't, there's no, like, you know, season starts and ends or anything like that in general for Hub?
Not yet.
Okay, well, then I guess we'll just have to live with the fact that we're not going to have an answer tonight and move on.
We'll see. I can see whether or not the next 2 weeks we'll have reruns. I just darned that was harder than what I thought it was going to be.
That's not going to be as easy as you think.
If I not, currently figured that out.
Yeah, this is when we need background music or something, because there's like, we're like on the verge of dead air here. I could think out loud of what I'm doing, but that would bore you to tears. So, you know what I did today? I went looking for the new ponies, and apparently half the country is able to find the darn things in stores and put them up on eBay for ridiculous prices, but can I find them right here at the freaking Mid-East, gosh, now I'm not taking a political science class right now. On the East Coast, can I find them on the East Coast? No. one of the most densely populated areas in our country. Can I find a freaking pony? No. People out there in middle of North Dakota are freaking making them all over the place. What's up? There's not, and it's not that they're running out. There's, like, no little indication that they're there at all.
Hmm.
Making me buggy.
Well, that completely stinks, because, I mean, I've found them.
You
found
them? Did you
found
the ones with the brushable hair?
Not brushable hair.
That's what I'm talking about. I found the little Friendship Magic gift set with the all plastic. I'm talking about with the ones with the little brushable hair. If you look on eBay, it seems like everybody and their mother, and probably is their mother, is finding these things and putting them up on eBay. And I've heard about, you know, pony people find them on the boards, too. And I keep going out, and I can't find them. And I'm just getting very impatient.
Trust me, I can completely understand, because I haven't found the brushable hair. Last weekend, Mom and I, was it last week? Yeah, it was last weekend, because we had to go get dog food for the dog, so we, of course, had to go to Target. Yeah, that's the main reason why we went. Yeah, the pony hunting was actually, the main reason.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of sad when you're finding reasons to go to the Target or to the Walmart or to the Toys R Us, completely unrelated. I really need to go see if they have that special 500 pack of Q-tips with the extra 50 bonus. And I only saw it at Target. We got to go there.
And while we're there, you know, we might as well hit the pony section, you know, since we're here at all, you know. So you gotta love that one.
So what are we doing this week?
We're going to be doing our norm, or what we consider now our normal, because we're in the depths of Mexican desert.
I don't know that Mexico is all a desert.
Well,
you know, actually, I don't know how much of Mexico is a desert. That's kind of embarrassing. Let's say we're in the nice, lush, pretty area of Mexico, so we don't sound derogatory. We're right in the center of the niceness of Mexico, wherever that may be.
That's a good question. Where is that?
As I was saying, in the interest of political correctness, we're wherever that nice place is, and that is,
yes,
that is that are in the know to be able to tell us. And I don't think it's Tijuana.
No, unfortunately, we're not in Tijuana.
Yeah, honestly,
definitely
I've never been
Tijuana.
To Mexico, so I know nothing. I know nothing about the country. Have you ever been?
No.
Oh. You had to think about that for a second?
No. I have yet to be any place in which I actually need a passport to travel. Ergo, the reason why I don't have a passport.
Oh.
You're actually surprised about this.
No, I actually wasn't paying attention to you, if you really want to know the truth. I kind of zoned out there for a moment.
Oh, geez. Thank you. I love you, too.
After you said, well, I kind of found out last minute that I had homework that I had to do that I wasn't expecting to have to do tonight, and so now I'm just kind of like finishing up. It kind of messed me up.
Ah.
Yeah, I know. I was hoping for a few more minutes, but you know, what are you gonna do?
Oh well, you know, I could talk about my eBay win, but of course, I think we have this rule of we don't talk about it until it actually arrives in the mail.
Oh, we're gonna break that rule tonight.
Can I break that rule?
Yes, indeed, Lee Duty. Please do.
Okay. Let me see. I want something that's cozy and cuddly and can be especially well used during this time of the year in the Midwest.
Pajamas?
No.
A sleeping bag?
No.
A boyfriend?
I could use one of those, but unfortunately I can't find one of those on eBay.
You know, you never know.
No, it is the item that you pointed me towards.
Oh, did you get that? Oh, that's awesome.
Yes,
and there's a couple more that came up. I'm thinking about grabbing one as a Maryland Pony Meat prize.
Wait, more came up?
Yep. As a matter of fact, I think I better go big now. You can't actually say anything, because then everybody's going to run and get in and they're going to have competition. I don't want competition.
Oh, man.
But they're not much different in price from what you paid, hon.
How much do you think I paid?
With shipping? I think you paid $35.
Add about $4 more.
How much?
Add about $4 more.
Oh, okay. That was close. You paid $39. I mean, you know, shipping can throw anybody off.
But, you know, you mentioned it last week on the show, and I ended up with bidders against me.
Oh. Well, I guess fair's fair. I guess if you want to exact your revenge upon me and talk about it, go ahead. I didn't think you'd really get it.
See, this really stinks, because if I remember correctly, the actual ad said, okay, they found a few.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought it had said they only found one.
Ah. Yeah, it says a few. I wonder how many a few is going to be.
Yeah, because I think last week they only had one listed. Now they've got quite a few.
Yeah. And you know what? If you look at, like, the seller, it's like that's their thing.
Hmm.
Apparently they're all about sheets and blankets and... Hey, they got Care Bears ones. Apparently they found all kinds of 80s stuff. So if you want a Care Bear one to go with it, they've got that too.
You know, I just noticed it and I'd already paid for it.
Paid for what?
I already paid for the item.
For the Care Bear one? You just bought it?
No, for the pony one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think there's only like a $5 difference, isn't there? What do you put them up for this time?
Yeah, the Care Bear ones are...
No, I'm talking about the price of the ones that are up now versus the one that you bought. Either way. It should be there soon, huh? And you're pretty excited about it. And I have to say, that's pretty darn cool, because I have one that wasn't new in package. So that's going to be pretty cool, have a brandy new one.
Oh, yes, and I'm going to be sitting there trying to decide whether or not I want to rip it open and use it and cuddle and snuggle and...
Well, that depends on what size bed you have. Do you have a twin or do you have a full?
I have a full-size bed.
I think it's supposed to be for a twin size bed. So if you do that, you do realize it's not going to be quite big enough. You can decide when you feel the fabric. It's not as soft as the kinds of blankets that we're used to seeing now. But it's still very cool.
Yeah, I might get it in the package. I don't know yet. I'll just have to wait and see when it arrives, what I wish to do with it. I like this. Miss Ganiman said, that blanket!
Yeah.
She probably said it as I was describing the item without trying to come out and say that I won the blankie.
You won the blankie. Brandy new and packaged.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly irregular, but brandy new and packaged. As a matter of fact, you know, I'll probably win this, and then I'll be, like, reluctant to use it as a gift. Because then I'll be like, I want to keep it. How much you want to bet? I'm gonna be a baby like that, and I'm going to, like, have to force myself to hand over the goods.
Use it, okay, Miss Gadiman says use it as a wall hanging. These blankets don't wash well.
They do kind of get a little weird, but, you know, my wash is okay. The one that I have, I mean, they get a little bit of, I don't know what you call that, a little wavy-ish on the ends, but, you know, I wouldn't say they, like, unravel or get too terribly frayed. I mean, as long as you're not washing the sucker every single week.
Right.
But, I don't mind my blankets to be a little loved. It makes them softer.
Oh, yes. But, see, I'm also thinking along the lines of I have the dog who sheds like crazy.
All right, you're leaving it in the package, aren't you?
I think it's going to stay in the package.
For a while, anyway.
Only on the account of he sheds so much that he turns things white.
You should probably try brushing him.
I do. We do. He just sheds. He sheds 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But I did get one of those de-shedding brushes, and he still sheds, but it's not as much. We've seen a very big difference when I can actually nab him, push him down to the ground, and brush him out.
Yeah. Oh. My dog used to give me problems when I wanted to brush his teeth. So, I mean, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah. Well, see, normally he likes getting brushed and stuff. It's just he doesn't like this one particularly. So. So it's just a type. So. Have you finished your homework yet?
Almost.
You know, I used to be really good at algebra.
It's not the complicatedness of it. It's just you have to do what you have to do the problem, and you have to go through so many steps, and, well, it is what it is.
Trust me. I know. That was about the only thing I was good at in math.
This is college algebra, not to be confused with high school algebra. This is actually pre-business calculus, but they call it college algebra at this particular school, but it's actually pre-business calculus or pre-calculus business direction, something like that.
I took algebra in college.
No, this is what I'm saying is this college calls it algebra, but all the other surrounding colleges call it pre-calculus for business.
Okay.
It's an equivalency thing. This school that I go to apparently just wants to combine both.
Okay. I still say I was good at algebra.
Yeah, algebra's not too bad. So where are we in Mexico? Because I'm about ready to give up on this. Because it's really just starting to get... I'm trying to figure out if I can... even manage to find the correct... Okay, there it is. That's what I'm looking for. That would be... You, why don't you, like, talk about some ponies or something?
And here I thought I would be enjoying you trying to figure out what you're doing.
What I'm what?
But try and figure out what exactly it is you're doing.
Oh, you mean math? You want to know what I'm doing in math? Are you feeling ill?
But I guess I can go on and move on down into Mexico and jump into, oh my god, they're cute, they're adorable, they're only about
babies. Are we at babies?
Boy, you know, you just killed it right there.
Oh, well, sorry. I'll go back to my math.
Back to what I was saying, they're only about an inch and a half to 2 inches high. Yes, they're baby ponies.
Yay, baby ponies! Sorry, delayed reaction.
But, of course, you know, I had this really cute way I was going to introduce them, but then you said, are they baby ponies?
All right, well, you could try it again.
It's so, like, the mood is done. The mood is gone. You've just completely torn it asunder.
I'm good at that. You know, I'm doing all this, and how much you want to bet I get this problem wrong? I just got this feeling.
Yeah, you probably did. You'll probably check it later, and you'll probably go, oh, my God, I can't believe that I actually got it right.
No, it's a computer thing. It'll tell me immediately if I got it right. If you hear me screeching in about 2 minutes, you'll know I got it wrong. Or right, depending on the tone.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and just jump right into these guys. Just like their adult counterparts, the baby ponies also had the hair that just went down to the, goes down to the ground, but not only goes down to the ground and touches the ground, but it actually lays on the ground. And you can practically take their manes and their tails and completely wrap them up in their own hair to the point where you can see a head, and that's about it. At least that's what I'm seeing from the photos. I don't have one to exactly say, yes, this is true.
Huh.
So first up, okay.
I don't have any Mexican babies either. Can't help you.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard a sound or something.
No, we're almost there.
But first up is Miss Baby Blossom, who comes in, looks like a couple of different variations.
Okay,
the
I know there's a variation I like.
There is a actual species variation. And first one up is Light Purple Pegasus. Ooh.
Ooh, is this the light purple one? I like the light purple one. The Pegasus.
She is light purple Pegasus with light purple hair and purple eyes and three white blossom flowers on her rump. And, of course, she has no country of origin stamped on her feet. But, oh, my God, you just look at this photo and you just want to do the grabby hands at it and go, I want it, I want it, I want it. And then you realize that you're touching the screen of your computer.
Huge.
You're not getting anywhere because that's all you're touching is the screen of your computer.
Yeah, no, that's not my favorite one, but I have to admit, Blossom, Baby Blossom as a little Pegasus is pretty dang cute.
She is. She is cute, and she is adorable. And another version of her is... Another version is more like her American counterpart. The pale purple,
I love
hair.
The background noises my Tomcat is making. Are you hearing these?
Yes, the coughing and the hacking and me sounding like you.
I have bronchitis for the last 3 weeks, but I refuse to go to the doctor because I said so. I don't know if it's really bronchitis, but he has been having this persistent cough for weeks and weeks and weeks now, and figured I'd just share the joy with you.
He really needs to go see the doctor if it's more than a week.
It's been a now.
Yeah. I would say now is the time to go into the garage when he's sleeping, grab the rope, tie him up, and throw him in the car.
Yeah, you come try to do that with the Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy and tell me how far you get. You know, that's close to Mexico.
Or trick him in some form or another. Get him in the car and just drive in the direction of the doctor's office.
I will just have to wait until he decides to go, or eventually, somehow or another, it just goes away on its own. Such is life. Enjoy the background noise.
See, that's the one thing. Everything else, I'll say, no, I don't have to go to the doctor. I'm fine. It'll go away. Anything that has to do with my upper respiratory and my bronchial tubes, nope. As soon as I feel it coming on, I'm at the doctor's office. Quicker than you can say hello on the account of I get bronchial spasms if I cough too hard and then sequence too much. And last year I had pleurisy. Last year around this time, remember we couldn't do the show for
right.
2 weeks? Because I had pleurisy.
That doesn't sound good, no.
No, that hurt. About the only good thing about that was the Robitussin with codeine. Yeah.
Narcotics and such. Did you hear that Darvocet, the United States, is like, no, we got to stop making this now. They're going to, like, ban it. No more Darvocet for you guys.
Actually, that was the stuff you actually had to go to the pharmacy with the prescription that said, okay, you may have this. And, yeah, my mother, the only thing I remember was my mother coming in, waking me up, going, Amy, wake up, you got to take your meds. Shoving more of that stuff down my throat and back to sleep I went. So, yes, anything that has to do with my upper respiratory infection and anything to do with my bronchial tubes, yeah, I don't play around with that stuff. I am to the doctor quicker than you can say hello.
Okay, upper coordinates.
Ooh.
I'm in the home run stretch here.
Ooh.
Threw me a curveball. We didn't go over this particular wording in class, so I'm having to decipher on my own. That's the lovely thing about math. All those keywords.
Huh. That's one thing that's interesting. Up next is, of course, the traditional baby cotton candy, who is light pink with even lighter pink hair, and her symbol is white, oddly shaped dots.
Which one is this? Baby cotton candy? Did we just go over all the baby blossoms?
Was there another version of baby blossom?
Did you mention baby blossom with yellow hair? Or is that Brazilian? I thought there was a Mexican baby blossom that had yellow hair, but I might be mistaken. Maybe that's Brazilian.
Let me pull up the Mexican pony paradise and let me see. Oh, baby ponies we have. Duller, pale. Nope.
Must be Brazilian.
That's another country. Entirely. So then up next is Miss Peruvian.
Peruvian? What? You're saying that the one that's got the yellow hair is Peruvian?
That's what Mr. Yum Yum is saying.
Well, cool.
Actually, since that was a country we've already done before,
we should discuss that. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I am so done that math problem that took me about a half hour longer than I thought it was going to take.
Oh, yes, she is right.
Yes, now I can actually not pay attention to anything that is going to hurt my brain. Oh, wait, I got to talk to you, don't I? Never mind.
Funny, very funny. I love you, too.
Love you. All right, I'm going to take you off speaker.
Baby.
That's how much I care about you. All right.
Baby,
I'm here. I'm finally back. I'm so sorry to have put you guys through the pain of that. But I am ready to talk. I'll just have to pull me up some Mexican pony goodness.
Baby blossom in Peru was baby bonito, which was little sprouts.
You know, even though I like the Peruvian color, I have to say, you know what? Baby blossom as a Peggy just really works for me.
Well, she was a Peg in Peru too. So
yeah, she was.
Yeah. So up next is Baby Surprise, who is pale yellow with yellow hair and her symbol of a purple balloon with a pink string and light purple eyes.
Okay, and there is no picture. So time to go to yet a different resource. Let's see. Mexican Pony Paradise?
She has her.
There we go. Let's get to the babies.
And this
there she is,
gal,
Baby Surprise. Boy, she got a heck of a tail going on, don't she?
I think she probably has some issues.
Well, it says there it's really thin, I guess. So maybe, like, you know, curling ribbon, I guess. Man, that little girl really liked brushing that pony's hair. It's kind of interesting because she looks more like the mail order Pearly Baby Surprise
that you have in the U.S., which is yellow, instead of the white that Baby Surprise is. Did you follow that?
Yeah, I followed that.
Yeah, I never really... I don't know if we ever got an answer as to why Pearly Baby Surprise and Pearly Baby Moon Dancer are totally different colors than their normal baby counterparts or their mommy counterparts.
Hmm.
No, we never, not Moon Dancer, Baby Glory. Baby Glory and Baby Surprise, totally different colors. Really, really cool, but really strange. And I don't know that we ever got to the bottom of that. But coming back to Mexico, that's what this one reminds me of because of that pale yellow color. And but I don't think she's supposed to be pale yellow. I think she's supposed to be white. And I think she just yellowed.
Maybe, but...
Well, that's what... apparently when you read, it says Baby Surprise is white. So I'm going to go with... she's white with light yellow hair. Instead of that chartreuse hair. No chartreuse hair. Maybe that's why looking at her, you know, like kind of expecting it to all be yellow and it's not. She's just off yellow, off white.
Hmm. She might be off white. You never know.
Hey, I'm going with the lady that lives in Mexico. And if she says Baby Surprise is white, then darn it, until somebody else in Mexico calls up and says otherwise, that's what I'm going with.
Okay. We'll go with that. But up next is Baby Melody, who is yellow, green yellow with yellow hair and dark brown music notes.
You're saying this like you don't understand. Like, am I reading this color combination correctly?
And yellow eyes.
Yellow eyes mm-hmm. sound scarier than they actually are. It's the red eyes that freak me out.
But on Mexican Pony Paradise, it's more and more clear. She comes in U.S. Baby Surprise's pose, but she is smaller and chubbier. She is a yellowish green color.
What do you want to call it? You know, like how Cool Breeze is kind of a yellowish green, more towards the green, but there's a couple ponies out there that have like that slightly different color. You know, Mimic is kind of like a yellowish green. But since we don't have an image, we don't know how yellow of a green we're talking about here.
Yeah, and even she does not even...
No.
Pony Paradise does not even have a photo.
Yeah, Pony Guru and Mexican Pony Paradise, neither one of them have it.
Nope.
And that's because they're saying she's never seen it herself. So I wonder if it's just one of those mystery ponies that may or may not exist, but as of now... Hey, you know what? Pony Guru has a Baby Surprise. And hers is very off-white. So whether or not that means it's supposed to be a very, very light yellow or it's white, and it just, to me, it looks like the kind of white that just turns into that color. That kind of off-white color more than an intentional light yellow. But the pale yellow hair is really cool.
Hmm.
She's got a pretty nice-looking Baby Surprise on her site if you want to see a big picture of it.
I think I'll probably hit that later on.
Yeah, because I'm looking at her other ones. Her other supposedly white ones, and they're like the same color. So I think that's just what happened. I think whatever white plastic they were using over there had that's just the color it turned when it aged, because it looks like all of her ponies that are supposed to be white are all like the same shade of off-white, light yellowish color.
Hmm. Maybe, since, you know,
maybe
either one of them have no real definite answer can be named it, because since...
speak English. You're making strange monosyllabic sounds.
I know what I want to say, but it's just not coming out. So, that's a bit.
Yeah, that was really like, what? It was like having one of those really, really cruddy walkie-talkie cheap play sets from when you were little, and you were so disappointed that every time you tried the hidden button and talk to your friend who was on the other side of the room, it didn't work. And you're like, what?
You know what's really sad is? I do that at work sometimes.
Like, when you're on the phone or when you're, like, standing in front of them talking?
No, when I'm on the phone, it sometimes happens.
Well, maybe on the phone you can kind of try and play it off like you have technical difficulty.
No, see, I honestly sit there and say, sorry, wait, back up. My brain's going quicker than my mouth is going, so we need to back it up just a little bit here.
Okay, so you want to try that again? Have no idea what you were talking about now, do you?
No, it may be because, I mean, do we actually have any photos?
Oh.
From, like, boxes?
Boxes? You mean, like, mint package Mexicans?
Well, not necessarily mint and package, but you know how like some of the packages would actually have the photo of the pony?
Oh, yes, I see what you're saying. I don't know.
And that would be the one
I don't see one that actually has a picture. I mean, I've only seen the one so far on her site, and it's got the traditional kind of My Little Pony artwork on it.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the one bad part about some of these ponies that actually do change color. Unless we owned it at that time, we don't know what the original, we can't really tell sometimes what the original color was supposed to be.
But you know what's really funny? Was that, let's say that there was a said picture, whether it's from a catalog or an insert or a picture on the back of a Mexican pony mitten package. How much you want to bet the odds are that the packaging or paper would be yellowed and you still wouldn't get an answer? So you're going, is the paper yellowed or is this pony supposed to be slightly yellow? I don't think that answer will ever be definitively available unless we talk to somebody who got that pony brand new in the store 20-something years ago and distinctly remembers if it was bright white or yellow.
Well, and that's what I was saying.
And that's what I'm going with. I'm going with the Pony Mexican Paradise, because at least she lives in Mexico, and a lot of her ponies she got when she was little. So she said white. I'm going with white. But that doesn't help us with the green.
No, definitely not. But up next is Baby Glory.
Sorry. Don't mean to yawn. Math really wore me out. Baby Glory? I like Glory.
Baby Glory
is one of those ponies I just like.
She is always adorable and cute.
Like Glory. I think it's that purple. I like just about any pony that has that really rich, vibrant purple color. And even though Baby Glory's hair is a lighter purple, her symbol is still that vibrant, violet purple. And I really like that.
Okay, I will have to you on that part.
I'm talking about Baby Glory in general. I don't have any idea what Baby Glory in Mexico looks like because you haven't told us yet.
Because in Mexico, of course, she is the same pose as U.S. Baby Glory. However, she is a bit smaller, chubbier, and her color is more of a creamy white than bright white. She has beautiful, super long hair. It is dark purple.
Yay!
The same shade as U.S. adult Glory with a white stripe in it.
Well, that's pretty darn cool that she's got purple hair in Mexico.
With a white stripe versus the U.S.
with a white stripe. I like the blue stripe, though, in Baby Glory's, I gotta say. In like the U.S. version, but you know, I'll take the white stripe, I suppose.
And her symbol is even different. She has the non-glittery symbol, which is similar to U.S. Baby Glory's symbol, except for that it's bigger and it has an additional star in it.
Interesting. It's a shame that we don't have pictures of these available. Because obviously this is where, you know, versus both of these sites are saying the same thing. It must be true. And I'm really, like, curious. I really want to see a Glory with more than one star. I'm, like, really curious to know what they did with that. And that would be really cool to see. Unfortunately, we have no pictures. Pony Guru does not have one either. Darn it.
Up next... The best is left for last. She's my favorite.
Yes, she is. But she looks scary on the Pony Paradise.
She looks extremely scary. It's Baby Moon Dancer.
Yay!
And the coolest thing is, the Mexican Pony Guru... It's her favorite Mexican baby.
Aw. Well, if you look at the picture from Where the Rainbow Ends, she's not quite as scary looking there. The ones on Pony Paradise have really been well loved.
Oh, yes. First up is version number one, because this girl came in two versions. She, of course, had the super long hair, which, of course, as we've come to know with Mexico, it's bright pink, darker than the U.S. Baby Moon Dancer, with a light purple stripe in it. Her symbol is non-glittery, and it's similar to U.S. Baby Moon Dancer's symbol, except for it's flipped, meaning... The stars and moons are facing the opposite way.
Hmm.
And it's also bigger. And if you look on MexicanPonyParadise.com, it looks like the moon was on the other side of the moon. I'm not seeing how it's facing the different way.
So, she's Muslim Baby Moon Dancer.
There you go. But version two is similar to the other version, except for she has darker symbols. And they are different in some sort of way. According to Pony Paradise, except for that it's so faded on this photo, it's very hard to tell.
Yeah, maybe what she's saying is, I have no idea what she's saying. Is she saying that? See, now I have to pull up a picture of regular old Baby Moon Dancer, because I don't think they're meaning like mirror flip, like Muslim Baby Moon Dancer. I think she's just maybe. Is she referring to, like, the moon on the right of the stars instead of the moon to the left of the stars?
I think so.
So let me pull up a regular old baby moon dancer, and then I'll know. Babies, 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 there you are. Okay. Yes, I think that's a little closer to what we're talking about. It looks like with the regular U.S. version, you got stars on the left and you've got the moon on the right. And the moon opening up, or the crescent ends pointing outward. And on Mexican Baby Moon Dancer, it looks like you have the stars on the right, on the outside of the bum, and the moon on the inside with the crescent tips pointing towards her front. So that's
okay, so
literally if you took it like a tattoo, you know, and you slapped it down, you know, you took the picture and you then pushed it down to do like a rub off design, I think is kind of what happened. US version, you have the moon on the bum and the stars towards the stomach. Mexican version, you have the moon on the stomach and the stars on the bum.
Okay.
You
Here's
got
an easier way to think about it. You've got
everybody's
in
like,
Mexico,
we got it already. No.
In Mexico, it's the moon after the new moon, and in the U.S., it's the moon before the new moon.
Okay, for those of us that really don't know what the heck that means or care, in Mexico, she's got stars on her bum, and in the U.S., she's got the moon on her bum.
Hey, I was trying to be a little bit more, you know, knowledgeable right there.
Yeah, but that would require me to know more about the whole phases of the moon thing and whether or not the stars being before or aft is applicable. And I just, you know what, after doing math, I just don't want to go there.
Okay, fine. Then up next,
okay,
it
next.
Is the first tooth babies.
Wow, that's a pretty darn good-looking one that she's got right there, too.
No kidding. First up is baby tack or baby quackers.
That's kind of weird. Because, you know, in the U.S., you have baby tic-tac-toe, which is a first tooth baby. And then a baby quackers. But here you have a baby tack, who is a baby quackers.
Yes.
That's
very,
not confusing at all.
No, definitely not. But she is white with blue, green, yellow, and pink hair. She has a yellow and orange duck with an umbrella as her symbol. And she has blue eyes.
Nice. White,
very
blue, green, yellow, pink hair. Yeah, I wonder if we're going to listen back to this some future date, and all we're going to hear is coughing the entire time. I can't do it downstairs. The computer is here. My knowledge base is here. Or you know what I could do? I could go to you know where.
Do we want to do it before the pony
oh,
gets here?
Oh, stop it. Now he's trying to be difficult.
Throw him out of the room.
I am. I'm kicking him out. Yeah, I don't want you up here anyway. Yeah, there you go. I am woman, hear me roar. I am sending him to the man cave.
There you go. Now, why isn't he in his man cave when he's sick?
I don't know. Good question.
Don't they normally go down to the man cave when they're sick?
No, he's of the variety that feels he's sick, therefore he can be wherever he wants to be. Everything is his cave. And we just all have to live with his misery because he is a man. The only time they go to the man cave is when they actually feel good, when you want to be around them. But no, then they want to do their man things in the man cave. When they are miserable, however, they want to be everywhere else, especially around you, so they can let you take care of them and share their misery, because when a man is sick, the world is ending. We all know this. A man cannot function. They get a hangnail, and it's time to call in sick. Or they just suffer through it and act like they're dying the whole time. They won't go to the doctor, but they'll just, you know, be completely incapacitated.
Of course.
And you want one of these, right?
Not particularly right now, as I keep telling all my coworkers, I've already got a pet.
Yeah, you only need so many things to take care of in your life, you know? Responsibilities.
Yeah. Well, up next in the first tooth is Baby Star, or Baby North Star.
Never been a pony I particularly like. Sorry, I'm just not feeling Baby North Star. Never have. I've really tried. And the only reason I think I like her mom is because she's fuzzy and soft. But the symbol just really doesn't do it for me. It, like, wants to be like a rooster weather vane, but it isn't.
Well, of course she is pink with purple hair and a purple compass with a blue North Star, except for it's not a full compass. It's got north, got south.
Go figure. Because, well, I guess if you're in Mexico, there's really nothing but water on either side of you. You know? So who cares about east and west, really? All you care about is north and south, because on land, that's the only two directions you can go. They figured they'd take this and make it a geography lesson as well as a toy.
There you go. Since you're not very fond of Baby North Star, do you mind if we move on?
Oh, no, really, it's okay. We can move on. I will somehow manage. Yeah.
Up next. Oh, my God.
I like this set. Well, I mean, I like I have the U.S. set. I like them. They're cute.
Oh, my God. It's newborn twins.
Eee! See, I made that noise just for you. Did you like that?
I liked it. And a little bit of knowledge from Mexican Pony Paradise. These babies are similar to their U.S. counterparts. They're in the same poses, but their plastic is softer and squishier.
I like squishy plastic.
And their plastic tends to glare in sunlight or camera flashes. And what this is really funny right here, this kind of makes you think of a car mirror. Their symbols appear to be bigger than they should. Kind of like objects appear bigger than what they are.
So their body is smaller, but their symbol is not really bigger. It's like a total optical illusion.
Basically.
Wow. Okay.
Hey, what do you say we check on the pony genie and see what she's doing in that teapot?
Sure thing.
Let me go grab the teapot. Let me start rubbing here.
She must be busy doing math.
I think I need to rub again. Let me try again.
You know, I'm going to have to do something about her genie rubbing noise. I always feel like we're clubbing baby seals when we knock on her door.
Okay, that's it. I'm going in. I'm opening up the top here. You open the top and let me see. Wait a minute. There's a note.
Oh, no, not another note.
I hate it when she leaves notes behind, because oftentimes it's from the doctor. And, you know, he says way too much. He should not say half of the stuff that he does. So let me get the piece of paper here. Let me see.
You know, Pony Genie probably was a tooth fairy at one point and got demoted.
You think?
Because they were just like, you know what? You have way too many callaways. You know, we can't have this.
I have been called away on urgent wish granting business. Sorry, but here's a package of pony dust. Sprinkle it, and hopefully you get some pony joy.
Wow.
Sprinkle?
We have been relegated to packages. Well, toss it out there.
Okay, here we go.
And I'll do my best impersonation. Here we go. Pony joy to you. Lots and lots of pony joy. Wishing you lots of ponies. Sprinkle, sprinkle. Just not as good as her.
No, you're not.
See, that's why we need the Pony Genie, because I am just utter fail in cheer. I don't do cheer well. This is like a very revealing moment for me.
There we go. But, okay, let's move on. Up first is Dibbles and Nibbles.
I call them Nibbles and Dibbles. Dibbles and Nibbles. Boy, you say that enough, it starts to sound really weird.
It starts to sound a little pony after darkish, if you say it too quickly. Especially
yeah, let's not even do that. So, they're babies. They're twins. They're newborn twin babies.
Up first is Dibbles, who is lighter in color than her U.S. counterpart. Her symbol is a really light pink color. Her symbol is the swan with bow tie and beak. Dear Lord. Trying to read this and I can't make it out. There we go. Her symbol is a white swan with a blue. Oh, God. Bow on it and a. Oh, wait.
All right.
I keep trying to figure out.
All right. You're trying to look at Dibbles and Nibbles. And you're trying to look at the colors of the symbol? Is that
okay.
what I am to understand here?
Okay.
I thought we'd been talking about Dibbles and Nibbles for a while. We talked about Rattles and Tails first. What the heck? Totally lost me.
Dibbles is yellow, a pale light yellow, with the white swan with a dark blue beak and bow tie, and her hair is really light and tends to fade to, it's real light pink, and it's that fading to white pink. Nibbles is a really light pink with a yellow swan with a blue beak and bow tie, and these tend to fade and disappear. And her hair is a really pale yellow, unlike the bright golden color of U.S. Nibbles.
I like her following comment.
The paint in their eyes tends to bleed a lot, making them look kind of creepy.
So you know these are probably going to be Pony Genie's most favorite ponies. In Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, ooh, that sounds totally cool. I love that. Send them over to me.
And up next is Rattles and Paddles. And they're both creamy white.
They pretty
white.
Much look like the U.S. versions, from what I can tell.
Yeah, the blush on their cheeks tends to fade to yellow and disappear.
Blah, 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 blah. Is there anything different about them? Is there anything different about them? I don't mean fading blush doesn't make me go, ooh. I mean, come on. They look
symbols,
the same.
Their symbols seem to be bigger than U.S. newborn Rattles and Paddles. And... nope. Their eyes are bleeding as well.
So they're bleeding eye ponies. But other than that, they're essentially the same.
Yes.
They're just white, yellow hair, yellow bunnies.
Yes.
Same poses.
Same poses.
Okay. Well, you know, if you look at Pony Guru's site, her eyes on her Rattles and Tattles, I don't think they're bleeding. I don't know. They look pretty darn good. Hers look pretty darn good. Maybe the one has maybe the bleeding eyes she's talking about, where the black, but it hasn't completely left the eye area. So maybe that's what they're referring to. But hers, the paint
maybe
on hers looks
got,
pretty darn good.
Maybe she got lucky and she got the good set. And guess what?
Is it time to get to the pony that I actually have? Or is it pony snack time? Or is it let's go up to the pony room time? Or is it all of the above?
Okay. Which one do you want to do first?
Let's grab the pony snacks and run up the stairs to the pony room where we can eat the pony snacks and then touch the Mexican pony, because you don't want to touch the Mexican pony with lead and then eat pony snacks. Not the order you want to do that in. So if you happen to have a Mexican pony and you have pony snacks, eat the pony snacks first, then touch the Mexican ponies. I don't want you calling us up in 15 years telling us that you're now got some strange disease or cancer because you ate pony snacks after touching your Mexican ponies. Okay. There's something really wrong. There's something really, really, really wrong.
What's wrong?
I don't have any pony snacks. Okay, this is the first time in, like, 2 years that I've opened my cupboard and not had pony snacks.
Oh, my God.
Something is just wrong. So I don't know how this happened. I don't know when it happened.
Are you sure that didn't hide them again?
The box is even gone. That's the bizarre part. I mean, it's not like, you know, if it was kitten, she'd leave the box. Go on, she's a kid. She's not going to actually throw things away that she's supposed to. I mean, she finished the milk, put the container back in there. Or she'd be the type that leaves a tablespoon of milk in the carton, so then she does not have to claim responsibility for disposal of the carton. That's how it works, you know. So that's what's so weird is I must have been the one to have had the last package of pony snacks and for some reason did not put it down that I needed to get more.
Which is really disturbing me.
I feel slightly lightheaded. I don't know what to do. I have Bolt snacks. That's what it is. It was her plan. She wanted Bolt to take over the house. What the heck?
No. She made you get the Bolt snacks.
I'm not feeling right. This is... okay. I need air. All right, I'm opening the fridge. Okay, sticking my head in. Everything's going to be fine. Smells like spaghetti in here. Oh, I made spaghetti. No wonder. Okay, we're shutting the refrigerator. All right. writing out my list, and I am putting Pony Snacks on there. Pony Snacks shall not be not gotten.
You know what? This is why every time they're on sale, I buy 5 boxes.
But that's just it. I had 5 boxes. I had so many boxes, I was sending boxes to Pony Genie, and I was sending boxes to, like, tons of boxes. I mean, I just always have boxes of them. I mean, Wrong. Everything's just wrong. Well, I guess that means I'll have to pretend that I'm opening up Pony Snacks. I'm crinkling the bag. I'm going to rip it open. Oh, my God. You are not going to believe this. They're
all
green.
It's a bag full of green.
Every single one of them. Yes. Yes. I got green Pony Snacks. Green Pony Snacks. A whole bag of green Pony Snacks. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to put them all in my mouth at one time. That's very good. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, now I'm going to regurgitate all the green Pony Snacks because I ate them too fast. Kidding. Kidding. Sorry. Got carried away. I'm good.
Oh, my God. Okay, definitely. I'm going to need to have to timestamp this one for next year's
All right, and now I'm going to retrieve the regurgitated green Pony Snacks off the floor. Okay. No. Kidding. Yeah, timestamp. See, that's
because
what happened. I got really lightheaded not having my Pony Snacks. I had to completely improvise there. The rest of you, you can eat your Pony Snacks. Or pretend like I did. Can I still go to the pony room?
Yes, I believe you can still go to the pony room. Are you ready?
Actually, no, I am not ready. You're going to have to give me a moment of silence while I mourn the loss of not having any Pony Snacks.
Are we good? I guess we're not good yet.
We're good. We're good. Everything's just fine now. And playing taps. You know, I had to have a moment there where I was like, okay, I think she means well, but military songs for military, I don't know, I didn't know how to feel about that, because usually that's a touching thing, that's a very special military thing, and now I'm really confused. So let's just hit the music and get me upstairs as quick as possible.
Alrighty, here
but
we go.
But do not cut me off. If you cut me short and don't give me a full freaking verse, I am going to freak out. I am not going to be able to handle it, okay? So do not go messing with my groove.
And here I was going to be so nice and do that for you anyway.
Yeah, like I trust you. Ready? Yes. That was pretty good. Okay. You ready to go in the pony room?
Yes, I am.
Kitten, do you want to go in the pony room? Well, you know, because I'm doing a pony show and the pony room is right next to your room, but you look like you're in bed and kind of comfortable. And say hi to everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
She is so 14.
You think?
See, the cat knows I'm going to the pony room. The kitty is following me. She knows what time it is. It's pony room time, isn't it, Dolly? Ready? Here we go. Yes, see that? The cat is right there. I'm telling you, this cat, I don't care where she is in the house. I don't care if she's asleep. If I open the pony room door, she is there within seconds. If it takes her a minute, it took her too long. She is so quick about it. I've accidentally locked her in the pony room because I, like, come into the pony room, grab something, and go, not thinking, like, the cat could possibly have gotten in there that quickly. And she did. She is all about the pony room.
She's the pony cat.
She's the pony cat. That sounds like it should be a song, right? She's the pony cat. She likes ponies. She's the pony cat. Come here. I know. You just love the ponies? My pretty girl? Yeah, you're going to get in my lap now and then immobilize me. You can't do that. Or you're going to attack my hand. That's fine, too. So, we're in the pony room. What are we talking about? Ouch. Other than trying to clip her nails.
The very last pony in Mexico.
And is it the one that I actually have?
It is the Perfume Palace Pony.
And it is the one that I have.
No pony came with the U.S. version of the pony, the Perfume Palace in Mexico, a pony was included in the set.
Yes, and it's like kind of like other ponies and kind of not. Shall I tell you about this pony?
Go right ahead.
I will tell you because I'm holding her. I can actually have something to say, and then I have to wash my hands. Yes, I know I'm being just a little weird. She is a pink pony in the walking posy pose with lavender light purple hair and blue non-glittery stars. So she's kind of like Twilight, but not a unicorn. And so I guess it's a good way to describe her. And and she has blue eyes that are the pretty close to the same color as her, close but not quite, same kind of blue as her symbol. And of course she has a lead weight or lead piece of metal helping hold in her tail. And her feet are unmarked. She has no markings on her feet. And her plastic is, I'm guessing, sort of like other Mexican ponies. It's got a very unique rubbery feel. Actually, like more rubbery feeling than plastic feeling. Like plasticine or silly putty-ish kind of rubbery feel to it. I mean, not quite that soft because it's really cold in here and so she's a little hard. But they're more pliable feeling than the. You know how, like, Barbies are made of, like, the old Barbies that had, like, the metal, or had, like, the metal in their legs so that you could, like, bend their legs and they would, like, kind of make a click noise to, like, stay in position?
Oh, my God, yes, I do.
Right? And so the plastic that the legs are made of, you know, and over time, like, her kneecap behind her leg would, like, split open and you would see, like, the metal in her legs and it'd be, like, really creepy. But in the meantime, you know, the plastic that her legs are made out of had a very distinct feel to it. And that's kind of what Mexican ponies feel like, at least according to my one representative that I have, reminds me of Barbie legs circa 1977. So there you have it, folks.
Definitely cool. And that's so ends Mexico in five
Mexico,
shows.
Huh? In five shows. That's like a respectable amount of time, and we even putzed off a little bit, you know. But we did still. Gosh, we actually talked about ponies. What the heck? Oh yes, and in case you're wondering, I am in fact really washing my hands after touching the Mexican pony. Yes, I have those kinds of issues, and I admit to it. Okay, I am also one of those people that when using public restrooms, after I wash my hands, I will go get the paper towel first to dry my hands and use the paper towel to turn off the faucet and open the bathroom door. Because that's what they tell you to do, you know. There's actually signs, like, in college in particular, like, all over the place, because college kids are notoriously, like, germ bags. And there's, like, signs in the colleges telling you to, like, wash and use paper towels to, like, turn off the faucets and open the doors and, like, do not touch anything in the bathroom. So, it's kind of funny.
So, yes, we are done with Mexico.
Wow, we're done with Mexico. Hey, let's see. I told you about the artwork that I got a couple weeks ago?
Yes,
a week
you
ago?
Did.
And did I tell you that I had received a second email from the gal that I got it from about who did
no.
it?
No.
Well, as I remember, I think I said that I got it and it was uncertain, you know, the origin of it.
Oh,
but,
wait, is this the
did
email
I tell
that
you the
said
origin?
It was for a T-shirt?
All right, yeah, you know. Okay, so we can't waste time with that. But it's awesome. I've got a coupon for 60% off framing, custom framing, so I'm taking her in this week to get her custom framed. Woohoo!
Ooh.
And I have
that's
a place.
Before,
I actually have a place in the pony room where she will get where it will go, and it will be perfect. And it's like it was meant to be. I mean, I know every once in a while that just happens. There's like this spot above my international ponies, and there's like a perfect patch of wall that's the perfect size for this picture to go. I'm like, oh, that's so awesome.
Oh, wait. You know, you asked me if there was any more pony news. Last week, I know I revealed that, you know, we'd finally commence in the cleaning of the room that would eventually become the pony room.
Yes.
And that has begun, and the pony invasion has begun.
Very exciting times.
It's not completely cleared out to the point where I can start cleaning stuff off, rearranging all the furniture in there, but it has begun, and I realize now that there are several dressers in there which will serve as great display places as well as places to hold pony wear and pony items that I need to store away.
So you'll like have like a catalog system.
Yes. This dresser will have all of these items. This dresser will have all of these items. And there is actually a dresser.
And is there a window in that room?
There is a window, but it's already covered up.
I was saying, because now you need pony curtains.
So, yes, I know.
And, you know, I guess you could always do the low-income white trash and just put a sheet up. But as long as it's a pony print sheet or, hey, new blanket you're going to get, I guess you could do that, although I don't think it looked quite right. I'm just not a blanket over the window kind of person, you know what I mean? Just doesn't look right. I don't care how cool the blanket is.
But there is actually one dresser in there. My grandmother, for some reason or another, had, like, dressers upon dressers upon dressers.
Because that's what they did back then. That's how they stored things.
This dresser has three...
They had dressers in hallways. Have you ever looked at, like, pictures and like, things like that? They used to put dressers everywhere back then. Like 50 years ago or so, I mean, you'd, like, randomly walk down a hall and have to go around a dresser. They were everywhere. It was crazy. I don't know. They really like dressers.
Well, this we've actually have a dresser that she actually grabbed, and it has no drawers. So my mother actually looked at this thing going, we're going to throw this out. And it's like, no.
Has the drawers.
I mean,
the drawers are removed, so it's like open spaces?
Exactly.
Well,
I told my mother,
shelves.
Exactly. That's what I told my mother. We get pieces of wood. We slide them in. I cover them. And we've got shelves.
Yeah, hello. You know, Home Depot, you just take the measurements, you get the cut.
Oh, yes. It's like instantaneous. It's like my brain's going 15 miles a moment. It's like, oh, my God, this shelf. There's shelves.
Yeah, you know,
right
that, it's a wonderful thing. Having all of a sudden a pony room or having a when you start getting into any kind of what would be substantial for you, and that's different for each person, but when you're starting to have to come up with creative ways for displaying and or storing ponies, it's amazing how you start to look at furniture and items totally in a new light. You know, CD cases are no longer CD cases. They are pony shelves, and dressers are no longer dressers. They are pony catalog items. You know, it's toy chests are no longer toy chests. They're playset protectors. there's so many, you know, obviously bookshelves are fantastic as well, but I mean there is nothing anymore that is sacred from pony re gosh, what's the word I'm looking for?
Recataloging?
No. Reassignment or something like that.
There we go.
But yes, it's amazing. You do look at things with a whole new kind of potential.
Oh yeah.
I got another picture from the UK on my quest to recover the pictures that I sold during the Great Pony Purge. I was able to not get the one that was actually kittens, but the same one. Now the thing is going to be whether or not I'd be able to track down the person that has the one that was in Kitten's room and do a swap. See what I mean?
Hmm.
I mean, they're exactly the same, and so some people would be like, okay, why the heck would you do that? But, and I guess, you know, if I don't find it, it's not the end of the world, but it's like the sentimental, this was the one that was hanging up in her bedroom, and I want that one back. And I will give you this other one, which is exactly the same, and in the same condition, just give me the other one. Thank you.
But see, I would make sure that the one that you're getting back is in the same condition you
doesn't
open
matter.
It.
I mean, unless it's like shattered and ripped or something. But I mean, even then, I mean, because then you're talking about, but that was the one that was in Kitten's room for 10 years or 8 years or whatever it was between the time I got it and the time I sold it. Or I just might say, whatever. I've got one. Who cares? It's in good shape. I paid a ridiculous amount of price to get it shipped from the UK. If only I knew then what I know now. I sold the picture for less than what I had to pay for shipping for this picture. Forget what I paid for the picture itself. The shipping of this picture cost more than what I sold the picture for here. So, yeah, it seems like everything that I'm trying to recover or replace is costing me twice as much for what I sold things for. That is like not the cheap way to do things. So just don't sell stuff, guys, okay? Just keep it. Especially if you've got kids and you've been sharing in the pony journey with your children, keep it. Unless, of course, it has pony cancer, then you have my permission to sell it, bait it, or in any way you see fit, quarantine it from your existence. Or pony schmooze, well, you know, that can be forgivable if you know how to do the proper OxyClean boiling bath. Or at least kill all mold spores by using acetone. So there are some forgivable, you know, things. But for the most part, yeah, keep it, store it. And if whatever you do, don't store it in the attic. No. And don't store it in like, you know, a dank basement. If you, you know, really, if you're going to do that, get the silica packets. Trust me on this, guys. You're not going to want to get rid of this stuff. Unless, of course, it's Betty by Eye Babies. You have my permission. You may get rid of all of them. You will not regret selling them.
Hmm.
Drinking wets, too. You might not regret those. I didn't regret those. That was just my moments of wisdom with little alley cat.
There you go.
For any of our newer listeners that might actually have children and be considering either downsizing and or selling, don't do it.
It looks like Pony Jean's going to have some Pony Joy to tell us about next week.
Oh, yeah? You know, I have not been telling you any of my Pony Joy. I mean, I shared the whole picture thing, but I've actually gotten ponies.
Oh, then do tell.
I mean, I've actually got ponies. I finally got, and it made me think of this earlier, we spoke about Rattles and Tattles, the little twins from Mexico, the white ones. With the bunnies? Well, there's also Rattles and Tattles, the newborn twins. Why they reuse the name, I don't know, but they're totally different. They're these little blue baby newborns twins that they're blue with, like, this magenta-colored hair. And little Rattles as their symbol, which makes a heck of a lot more sense to have babies with rattles on their bum called Rattles and Tattles versus babies with bunnies called Rattles and Tattles. I think there was a mistake somewhere. But I finally got the Rattles and Tattles newborn babies so that my newborn baby twins are now complete. And I don't know, I may have had them in the past. It's so hard to tell. I can't quite remember. But those guys are particularly hard to find. You wouldn't believe how hard it is to find Rattles and Tattles newborn baby twins. It's nigh impossible. It took me like a year, and when they would come up, they'd either go for ridiculous amounts, or they'd be in really crappy condition, or there'd only be one of them. Okay, let me rephrase. Finding them in condition that's worthy of my pony room and not a ridiculous price, very hard. Even with that said, they've only come up a handful of times in the last year. So I finally have them. I have to fix their hair a little bit. They have their original curl and stuff, but they still need to go to the pony parlor. And because of all the schoolwork, they've been sitting on the kitchen counter for like 3 weeks now. Next to my mitten box, Argentinian yellow disco pony swinger, I think is what it was. Yes, I finally got that too. Which, you know what? She may have to come out of the box. Argies just look so much better out of the package. They really, really do. Unless you know, there are some Argies. Let's not getting you wrong here. Like, I keep my Elitis in her package because, well, I just don't want to risk breaking the wings. And I do have another Argie that I have in her package, although I still think she would look a lot better off the package. I keep her in the package because she's one of the few that's okay, the orange sparkle sundown sky. But, you know, I'm looking at this Argie dance and prance, and I'm going, oh, I really want to take you out of the box really, really bad. And I might just have to do it. Just so you know.
You know.
That's what's going on in the little alley cat residence. The moral dilemma. On one hand, I sit there and go, but, you know, that is my personal motto. Everybody knows my motto. It's in my signature, has been for 13 years now. Single-handedly, come on, say it with me, everybody. Single-handedly increasing the value of your mitten box, mitten on card collection by opening mine.
Opening mine.
See? Yes, I am known for this. So, you know, if you think of it that way, I am like kind of like I have to. But for now, it's safe. Now, you know, the package is dirty. So, but I kind of want to just go dirty. Okay, you're making weird noises. What is it?
My blanket is going to be shipped tomorrow morning, and it should get to me by Tuesday.
Okay, cool. I'm very happy to hear that. Oh, and
sorry.
Something else arrived today. I actually went and purposefully sought out an item for a random act of pony kindness, which I will be putting in the mail. I'm starting to look for things here and there. I'm feeling like I need to do maybe a couple random acts of pony kindness, try to build up some of that pony karma, and also to repay the fact that I actually was recipient of some random acts of pony kindness this year. Believe it or not, people like me. I don't know why, but... And so I'm long overdue. I need to do some serious, like, you know, repayal of the pony karma.
There you go.
So that's my thing. I'm not doing any swap boxes this year. I'm just not made of the right metal to do swap boxes or pony swaps or whatever you call them, Christmas swaps and such. So I think I'm just going to go completely altruistic and see what I can just dig up on my own and send out to people. And if any of you listeners don't get something from me, it's because I really don't like you. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's because probably either A, I ran out of money, B, I couldn't find something that I thought was the right kind of condition to send out, because I'm not going to send you some schmoozy cancer pony that I didn't want, or C, I couldn't find your wish list, or D, your wish list had ponies that were way too expensive on it, or E, your wish list had ponies that I don't have yet on it. I'm not about to get it for you if I don't have it yet. Come on. So we're good, right? We're covered?
Are you done?
I'm done. I'm done. I'm good.
Well, all that is good to know and hear.
Oh, Tomcat's going to bed.
Yeah. Night, sweetie. Yeah. I'll probably be in to get my pajamas in a minute.
Tomcat is going to bed, smelling like peanut butter. I know he was in there and apparently found the Reese's peanut butter cups. I can tell. I think I've mentioned before how I have to hide them. I, like, move them from place to place. They're not readily available. But
oh,
they'll disappear.
Oh, my God. It's really extremely funny. I've got one coworker. He sits now right behind me. And ever since he found out, I have chocolate in my desk. He's, like, my best friend.
Oh, really?
It's always, every single day. Amy, you got some chocolate? And I turn around and I look at him dead straight in the back of his head, kind of like, are you seriously asking me that question yet again? You know that I have chocolate in my desk. And I told him yesterday because I had a bag of Reese's peanut butter cups and a bag of Kit Kat bars.
I like Kit Kat.
I am down to... 7 Kit Kat bars.
Were these snack size or were these full size?
Snack size. And that was...
And was it the super size bag?
No, it was the regular size bag, and this was just after Halloween.
Wow, so yeah, he's putting quite a dent in that bag in a short period of time.
Yeah, I looked in there yesterday, and it's like, dude, seriously, you need to start putting something towards this chocolate fund here.
I would say so.
You almost have every piece of chocolate I have, because I'll snack on stuff. I was into the Scooby snacks. Like, I would go through two boxes a week, but I've since stopped doing that.
Wow.
I still have the same box in there that I bought about a month and a half ago. So, yeah, he's eaten me out of almost all of my chocolate. And the funny thing is, he's military, too.
You know, I guess if you want to sit there and have theories about the whole thing, people who are in the military have less control over their personal life decisions, such as where they want to live and whether or not they want to go to another country or whether or not they you know, in some cases when they joined the military, whether or not they wanted to have that particular job for the next 20 years. But more so, in the military, you have such a rigid structure of being told what to do by somebody else, and you have to do it, that when that restriction is taken away, it's like you have to feel like you're in control of something, like it's up to you. And it seems to be things like chocolate and caffeine and sugar. It's like, I get to have it, it makes me feel good, and I can have as much as I want, and you can't tell me otherwise. That's right. Sweets, you know, things like that. I think military people have a problem with instant gratification issues, or I don't know. Could say something about me in that regard, huh? I don't know. Having 1,000 ponies doesn't say anything about I'm going to get it if I want it, right?
No.
You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what's right or wrong. If I want to have a room full of ponies, that's perfectly normal. Thank you. So take that. Yeah, you want to send me to North Dakota? I don't want to go to North Dakota, but guess what? I'm taking my 1,000 ponies with me. Take that.
There you go.
I'm taking my 1,000 ponies and about 2 truckloads worth of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups for my husband. And that's how we deal with military life, you know. So next time I get interviewed, now I know what I'm going to say. How do you handle the military life? Lots of ponies and Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Yeah, that's it. The secret. That's why they're so miserable.
Ew.
Over in the desert, you know. All their chocolate's melting. No wonder people in the Middle East are not happy.
Oh, my God.
I know, that was a terrible thing to say. There are so many other reasons, but, you know, don't you think the world would be a better place if everybody could have chocolate and not have
so.
It melt?
I think so. I truly think that.
Chocolate actually does have happy endorphins in it, so, you know, there's probably truth to it. We should just start, like, dropping chocolate everywhere in Afghanistan, and then things will be all better. Since I'm in a political science class doing American foreign policy, I think I'm going to write a paper on that. I might not get a good grade, but...
There you go.
So
that
what are we
going to
do? You know what? We finish Mexico with way too much time to spare, and my ramblings on. We have to find something actually worth talking about that maybe people want to hear. I'm not feeling as entertaining as usual or something. I don't know.
Are we going to have a show next week, Friday?
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. Day after Thanksgiving.
Oh,
yeah. Can we possibly do anything special? Day after Thanksgiving. That would be Black Friday.
Oh,
that's
yes.
The day that you get up at like a ridiculous 3 a.m. or something, isn't it? And then you go and out your mom, and you're not going to be able to keep your eyes open at 9 o'clock at night.
Actually, let me put it to you. This is exactly what we do, okay? This is our yearly routine. We're
yeah, I remember you telling me this last year, and I was scared. I was scared for a long time.
We're up at about 1:30, 2 o'clock. We're out of the house by 3. We're at Walmart by 4. We're by the bargain by 4:50. We're
How
grabbing
do you get to Walmart that quick?
5.
Come on, without getting stampeded?
No, what it is there's a super Walmart, which is open 24 hours.
Much more room to run.
Oh, yes. So then we have our bargains. We're in the checkout by 5:20, 5:30-ish, depending upon how many bargains we're grabbing. Then we're at Kmart. Then we're at Target. And then by 10:30, we're done. We're going to an all-you-can-eat buffet for breakfast. We're home by about noonish. We unpack half the car. We unpack the entire car, put everything away, and then we pass out for 2 hours.
Only 2?
Maybe 3.
And then you're up and ready to go again.
And then we're up with the realization that we've gotten almost all of the Christmas shopping done.
What a wonderful feeling.
Because my mother will pick up a few things, a few extra things for me that I won't know about, and then I'll pick up whatever last couple of years, whatever TV series that we picked up for her the day after Thanksgiving, I'll pick up an extra season. I'll pick up a totally different series, and that'll be the secret present.
You know, speaking of presents, I need help. I'm having a hard time figuring out what to get Kitten. She's at that age where, yeah, sure, you know, there's still a few ponies on the hit list, but again, trying to find a dozen ponies, very specific ponies, in the condition we want them in, is not something you can typically do in time for Christmas. You know, sometimes it takes years to find these particular ponies. And I got a couple. You know, I was able to find a couple. But, I mean, it's a kind of a sad thing, you know, to wake up Christmas morning and have maybe four ponies under the tree. You need to have, like, at least 20 ponies under the tree. And so since that's not an option, I've got to think of, like, option number two. I mean, I got to supplement here. You know, I got to start thinking of other things to give the 14-year-old who, okay, this is when you know either you've completely failed as a parent or you are the most successful parent on the planet. It's one or the other. It's not in between. When you say, Kitten, what would you like for Christmas? And she says, I don't know. What kid can you think of? Have you ever asked, what do you want for Christmas? Forget, don't even worry about the word Christmas. What would you like? Is there something you want me to buy you today? Anything. They're going to give you an answer, right?
Yes.
Not Kitten. What do you want? I don't know. Is there anything you want? Could you work with me here? Do you want new clothes? I guess that'd be all right. Do you want any particular ponies? Yeah, I like ponies. It's okay. Whatever. Like, I'm going to kill you. You know, it's like years pass. Oh, I have to have this game. Oh, I need the drawing tablet. I need the art special art markers. I need this jacket. I need this, you know, whatever, cell phone, iPod, camera, buckets and buckets of toys, whatever. And now it's like, what do you want? I don't know. I've asked her so many times, and I'm still getting the I don't know. I'm waiting. I'm like, come on. This is, what am I missing here? So like I said, either I've completely failed because I've apparently given her way too much that she doesn't need anything anymore. But I'm not rich, so I don't see how that's possible. Or B, I'm the most amazing parent ever because I have convinced a 14-year-old child that she doesn't need anything else. So I like
it.
To think I'm amazing. I mean, she doesn't need anything else. We're good. But I still don't know what to put under the tree. So send your suggestions to mylittleponytalk@gmail.com. Or you can find us on My Little Pony Talk on Facebook.
And help us find little Kitten the perfect Christmas present.
That's right. I do have a small one in the works from Pony Genie, actually, is going to be sending something special, hopefully in time for Christmas. But I'm really at loss here. I'm at a loss. I need help. I'm calling out to you guys, our devoted fans.
So definitely give us a hand here.
Yeah, right?
But back to next week's show.
Yeah, what are we going to do about next week's show? Okay, I don't know if we're going to have a show next week. First of all, what's the next country on the list?
Well, see, that's going to be the next thing. Are we going to want to combine countries?
Oh, are we at the tail end there?
Yes, we are. We're The next set of countries is Australia, India, South Africa.
I think it's Macau, isn't it? Macau?
And no
Macau
country.
Macau is like a type of bird, I think. So, I mean, it's Macau or Macau. I don't know. That's another thing. If you know how to say it. Australia, let's see how many we got. We have 12 ponies in Australia.
Well,
we have 6 ponies in India. And we have maybe 10 in Macau.
No, wait. How are you looking at this? Because I think you're wrong here. It's 12 in Australia.
Yeah, there's 6 in India.
No,
there's 12
one
in Australia.
India.
No, there's 6. There's
open up
there's,
India.
Yes, there's 6 of them. They have one for each.
Open up India.
I am opening up India. I understand what you're saying, but the fun school ponies, there's one of each kind of the collectors.
In India, I'm only showing one pony.
You're only on one website.
What site are you on?
This has like been one of those things that like it's kind of known. Let me see if I can find the site. All right. Our Pony Guru has 5 of the 6. The 6 collector ponies were also released in India. It's just that Where the Rainbow Ends only happens to have a picture of one, but everybody knows that there's 6 of them. It's like a really big deal. They don't come up very often, and when they do, you know, for quite a while, they were going for crazy, crazy money, like up there, like African ponies or something.
They don't look different.
They actually are, though. They're smaller, and their plastic feels different. So they're actually a big deal. They're much smaller than the regular ones, believe it or not. She's brought them over, and I've gotten to hold them. Like, whoa, they're kind of cute. They're just smaller enough that it's noticeable, and it's kind of cool.
Okay. So there's 12, 6.
There's the alternate birth flower. So there's 12 for Australia, 6 for India, and 8, at least according to Where the Rainbow Ends, there's 8 for the Macaws. And then you got South Africa. I don't know if there's more than 2 for South Africa. I'd have to check additional pony sites. But we could certainly do, I think, Australia and India in one show. I don't know. Or we could just do Australia, but I mean, that's I don't know. We could do either just Australia next week, or, and you know, fill it up with talking about the My Little Pony cartoon that we didn't get to talk about this week.
Or last week.
Right. And, we didn't talk about last week's either. So why don't we do that? We'll talk about Australia next week. And we'll also talk about the pony show and if any ponies were found during Black Friday.
Sounds good
if
to me.
If we actually have a pony show. Do you want to plan on a show?
Let's kind of plan.
What kind of plan?
So if you see a post by Thursday, you know it will be here. If there is no post, there will be no show.
In other words, don't skip on the date. You know, if you have other plans, take the other plans. If you happen to be home, turn it on and see if we're here. Because
there
if we're
go.
Here, it's because we had nothing else to do either.
There you go. Sounds good to me.
So, and if we don't do that next week, then we do know the following week is going to be Australia and catching up on the pony show and the new pony stuff. The new pony merchandise should certainly be distributed well enough by then. So, I think that gives us just enough time to say goodbye.
Yes, it does. So until next week or the week after, pony bye-bye.
Pony bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
With 5 seconds left to go.
Woohoo!
3, 2, 1.
Yay!
We're
all you suckers
time.
That listened to the last 5 seconds just to hear us go, yay! So now I have to watch this week's episode too. Gosh, I can't believe I missed it. I have just been not.
I can't believe my DVD player didn't tape it.
That would be upsetting.
Thank God it's on Sunday morning.
That's right. It does come on Sunday morning again, doesn't it?
At 7 a.m. And I'm dead to the world while it's playing on my TV right in front of me.
Yeah, I don't worry about it. I'm just like, whatever, I'll watch on YouTube. You know, I should. I have a nice TV. I should just hit the whole DVR, you know, so I can watch it downstairs later. And for some reason, I've just not done that. I've really just not managed to get myself to do that. I don't know why.
Yeah, you eventually will.
Yeah, maybe I will. I should probably do that because later I'll be like, why didn't I record them?
But seriously.
Uh-huh.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I guess I'll go. I guess we're done for the night. Yeah, I'm totally very tired, so the idea of doing a show next week right now, I'm just going, man, I'm so tired. The idea of doing another 2 hours is just exhausting right now. You don't have to do it right now. That's next week. But I'm just like, whatever that's going to happen this week, I don't know. We'll just have to play it by ear.
Perfect. If you see a post, we'll be on. If you don't, well, we'll be sleeping. At least I know I'll be.
Yeah, I might just be sleeping. But we shall see. Until then, you know what? I'm going to go because now all I'm doing is talking in circles.
Me too. So until next week, we'll see. Until next week or the week after, see you guys later.
Yeah,
and
hope you all find really awesome ponies in the meantime. Bye.
And have a happy Thanksgiving if you're in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And if you're not in the U.S., make turkey anyway. It tastes good.
Yes, it does. With lots of gravy. Gravy.
Homemade mashed potatoes.
No. Homemade cranberry sauce.
Now, see, I like the jellied cranberry sauce that comes out in one giant can mold with the complete with, like, little ridges of the rim. I love that stuff. I can't help it, but I absolutely
love
jellied cranberry sauce.
But I love that stuff, too, but I love taking and standing there and just, like, making it because I'm the only one who makes it. And I've, like, perfected my recipe for it.
Well, yeah, I could see, you know, I you're not the first person I've met that takes like an immense amount of pride in making their own cranberry sauce. So that's really interesting that, you know, you're only one, like maybe the third person I've ever met, and all three of you are like, no, you don't understand. It's the cranberry sauce. I love cranberry sauce, but I'm definitely a jelly cranberry sauce. I don't like my cranberry sauce to be chunky. Too weird for me.
Well, see, mine isn't really that chunky. By the time I've cooked it down, it's not very chunky at all.
Okay. Oh, there are some... There's some nice ponies on eBay overpriced. Dang. Dang. Dang this woman. Why must she do this to me? So frustrating. It's like, I got that. I've got like my top 12. I've got my hit list. Dang it, I'm sticking to my hit list. And of course, what does she do? She's putting up stuff that's not on my hit list, but ones that I would really kind of like to have. Danger. And it's just one particular seller. I usually have a pretty good, I'm usually pretty happy with stuff that I get from her, quality and everything else. And she's lately been putting up some Nirvanas, and well, that's just, you know, come on, they're Nirvanas.
Yeah, you gotta love those. You gotta love those when you do.
Well, you know, this is the season. That's the other thing. I'm trying to hold out because, come on, it's the season, guys. All the good stuff is gonna start popping up here in the next couple weeks, and I've got like that 12. I got that 12. I don't know if it's 12. It might be 10. It might be 14. Whatever. It's 12, and I'm holding out. Because, you know, if you spend the money just because you're trying to snatch up a bunch of deals, then the thing that you really, really wanted is going to come up and you're going to be broke. So I'm trying to be judicious in my pony spending right now.
Yeah, I have to say one thing. At least within the last month, I've actually bought enough to where I actually have some pony bucks waiting for me.
Yay!
Instead of 82 cents, I've already gotten $1.13.
Ooh. Hey, where's my buck number? I know I have eBay bucks. I think I have like somewhere in the area of $3. But what was interesting was looking over my, I just happened to take a glance at my rating, because I was looking at a recent, you know, feedback that was left for me, and happened to notice that in the last 12 months, I have made 95 purchases on eBay.
Oh, wow.
And about, I don't know, 90 of them are ponies. And then that's not counting the off eBay pony transactions that I've made. And the fact that some are not, you know, quite a few of the pony transactions on eBay were multiple ponies in one auction. Which explains how I was able to apparently get about 200 ponies in the last year.
Right.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw those numbers out. Because I was thinking, you know, this time last year, I think if we went back into the pony archives, we'd hear me saying something about having about 700 ponies or so. And last count, I had closer to like, I don't know, like 950 or so. It's like when I, depending on how you counted, it was like between 933 and 970. So solid 930. But and that was last time I counted, and since then I've probably gotten another dozen. So, I mean, I'm pushing like 1,000 ponies here, guys. So, I'm, yeah. I've bought a few ponies this year. But I need more. About a dozen. There's like a dozen more. You know, and it's kind of interesting because I sit there and say, oh, if I got this dozen, I'm done. I'm good. I mean, but that only means I'm done with the U.S. and the U.K. and the G1s and the G2s. It doesn't mean, however, now that we have new ponies that are coming out, I'm going to want the new ponies. So I may not be spending money on the old ponies because, let's say, I actually am able to get all the ones on my wish list. Then I'm going to be buying new ponies.
Yeah.
Yep.
You definitely need to get back to your computer.
Yeah, are you talking about the $600-ish auction that just went up?
No.
All right, I'm at my computer.
Except for you're offline.
No, I'm not offline. I'm just not on Pigeon. I'm hiding from you. Here, let me go on Pigeon. Pigeon is my instant message thing that's connected to, like, several different kinds of things. Okay, let's see. What are you trying to show me? A whole bunch of wall of text. Oh, okay. You know it's not going to go for that much. But I'm guessing you're looking at it?
I'm looking at it.
Hey, that's what I need to show you now that we're here. Because, yes, you know, I'm always looking out for those as well. Check this out. Where's it at? You're gonna be like, oh, my God, no way. And I'm going to be like, oh, my God, yes way. But do not announce it because, again, you know, we do not want to jinx said thing. And I will talk about it when I actually get it. But look at that. Did you pass out or something? I mean, you are looking, right?
Holy cow.
Yes, and that was just a bin. That was just a lucky, lucky bin. That was not a, hey, would you consider putting a bin on this auction? It was nothing sneaky, nothing underhanded. That was just a lucky freaking bin.
Wait a minute, did you win?
Yeah, that's me.
Holy
cow, that's in the mail. That's in the mail to my house. And that's how much I paid.
Well, see, I'm looking at the other one. I don't... What do you think about that one?
The other one has some damage to it that depends on how you feel about it, you know? But I think I'm confused. All I wanted to do was show you and say, holy crap, look what I just got for, you know, a hell of a price. And look at the condition it's in. Just brush its hair and it's, you know, the one flaw they mention is, like, so minuscule that's one of the flaws that I don't even care about. That has nothing to do with plastic deterioration. That's, you know, that's nothing. So, yeah, I'm just like, oh, my gosh. See, I'm pretty stoked about that.
Oh, yes, definitely.
So, yeah, I mean, let's see. So that other one, you got to figure out what your the price you're willing to pay for that one. Is it rehaired?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's another thing. I don't do rehairs. I say the hair doesn't look right, and that's because it's been rehaired. And it's got a chew on the ear and some other damage. But, you know, I wouldn't do much. But, again, you know, some people, they're cool with it. But, I mean, look at what you're going to be paying for the shipping. And then figure out, you know, what you're really willing to spend for that.
I think I'm just going to watch it for now.
That's what I do. I always watch it. You know, because there are some things that look so good. I mean, up until, like, you know, and it's, come on, we're pony people. We're notorious for it because you know if you put in your real bid early, there's going to be some noob with a feedback of, like, 3 that's going to, like, bump up, like, by 20-cent increments. They're going to keep bidding and bidding and bidding until they outbid you. And then if you try to bid again, they'll bid and bid and bid and bid. And before you know it, you've got, like, a stupid newbie bidding war that was ridiculous.
But I think we should actually say goodnight and...
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, if you want to, we should, yeah. We did our 15 minutes. That's good.
Better than last week.
Yeah, last week... what happened last week?
We went for the entire hour, and you two got cut off.
Oh, yeah, but that's because Pony Genie was here, right?
Yes.
She came on late, and then we had to make up for that time.
Okay, if that's what you think, and that's what you say. But I agree, too.
Yeah. All right, well, it was great talking to you guys again. Thank you for listening. Hey, did Miss G or anybody have anything to say? I mean, we didn't even look to say goodbye to what do they call that?
Our chat room buddies.
There's another word I was looking for. But, yeah, we didn't say goodbye to the chat room buddies. What the heck?
Yeah,
did they
say
goodbye to us?
Yes, they said goodnight to us, too. And I, as always said, you know, download for everything you guys missed.
All right, well, then I'm done.
Well, then, till next
week.
We'll
see you maybe next week or the week after.
There you go. See you then.
See ya.
Bye. Is that it? Are we alone? Oh, my. I think we are. Oh, tell me either next week or the week after. Have a happy Turkey Day and a good night.